Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Hey, it's Gavin from The Wake Up Call, and I am sitting here with my friend Gina. Hi, Gina.
Hi, Gavin.
And the reason that we are doing an interview is because you have written a children's book called Willow the Wonder Pug. And no, wait, do I have to read the whole title?
Yes.
Okay, A Kaleidoscope of Kindness. So it's Willow the Wonder Pug, A Kaleidoscope of Kindness. And we're going to get into everything about this book because, first of all, I'm very impressed that you wrote this.
Oh, thank like, you. I appreciate it.
There's something, I have a couple friends who've written children's books, mm-hmm. and just the idea of I'm going to write a children's book. And then the follow through of actually doing it, I find very impressive because I have a lot of ideas. I do not have a lot of follow through.
You know, I had always wanted to write a children's book. I didn't have children. I always wanted children. So I've been involved in a lot of children's nonprofits, but I knew I wanted to engage with children in a way that would be impactful.
Yeah.
And so, and I love animals, been very, very involved in advocacy and animal rescue. So what better way to do it, right?
Right.
Start young, teach them a wonderful lesson, but integrate these amazing pets and animals and teach kids that all animals have feelings.
Now, okay, let's start with the fact that, first of all, the book is adorable. The illustrations are adorable. And I happen to know that like some of these children's books, mm-hmm. the illustrations are like you find your illustrator, correct? Do you know the illustrator or did you find this woman?
Well, there are three paths you can go in publishing: self-publishing,
mm-hmm.
hybrid publishing, or traditional publishing.
Okay.
First one's
pretty self-explanatory,
yes,
right?
So you're going to seek out.
Okay.
Your illustrator, you're going to seek out your book designer, your editor, and you're probably paying them all separately and interviewing them all separately and then putting your book together.
And what is hybrid?
Hybrid is where I utilized hybrid. And that is where I have a publisher. She's been doing this a long time, but I have full control over my book. No one's going to change the title, change the premise. And I receive all the royalties.
Okay.
For it. Yes.
Okay.
But I have someone helping me every step of the way. And that's the key.
And then what was the last option?
Traditional is your like big publishing houses where you send your manuscript and then they decide whether or not they want to pick it up, like a HarperCollins or some of these big, big publishers. But they have creative control. Once they pay you, they have creative control, and then you get some royalties from that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's pros and cons, it sounds like, to each one.
There is.
Less pros for the first one. Sounds like an awful lot of work.
It is.
And the way you went about with the hybrid publishing mm-hmm. sounds like it's a really great way to go. Have you found that to be a really good experience?
It was a great experience, and I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I had someone guiding me, a team guiding me. However, I was very much responsible for it, obviously writing the story.
Yeah.
And then approving, giving a concept. I mean, I even gave a color, the colors I wanted to use so that the illustrator knew what I wanted it to look like.
Yeah.
And believe me, there was a lot of back and forth. And before I said, okay, this is what I'm looking for. I was like, the dogs need to have eyelashes. It needs to come to life. There needs to be vibrant colors. And so I sent it back. Nope. That's not it. And finally, it was like, yes, we got it.
So did you know the illustrator or the publisher helped find that person?
That publisher helped find the illustrator. There was at one point where I thought, illustrators all have their own style. Mm-hmm. And I wondered, do we need to go with someone different? And it wasn't that. It was just needed more. She needed just a little bit more direction from me as to what I was looking for. And she nailed it.
So did you give her the book, everything you wrote, and then she created it? And then you kind of worked on notes, change this. Or like, does she send you concept art along the way while you're writing it?
She sent me a sketch. Okay. I said, this is a little girl. Her name is Grace. I want her to look like this. There is another little girl named Luna. I want her to look like this. She has curly hair. She has a little bit darker skin. And for the dogs, too. I sent pictures.
Yeah, all the dogs are very different looking. And we'll get to that in a second.
Yes.
Why they look so different.
Yes, they do. Yes. But so she sent concepts over initially. Here's a little girl. Is this okay? And we had to do a lot of refining to make the little girls exactly what I wanted, because they're based on true little girls as well.
Oh, okay.
They are.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Every character has been in my life.
It's a great segue. Now let's talk about why the dogs all look different. These are all based on real dogs.
They are all based on real dogs.
And like you said, you have a passion for animals. So, six pugs. Okay. It's called Willow the Wonder Pug, but there's six, well, not all pugs, but six dogs on the cover.
There are six dogs on the cover.
How many of these do you currently have?
I have three currently, and I have a fourth that'll be in the next book.
Oh, wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so I have four dogs at home.
You have four dogs at home?
Yes, I do. I have a zoo.
Oh, wow. And what are they? Are they pugs or?
No, I have a pug, Willow the Wonder Pug. Yep. I have Layla the Frenchie, Mozart the Boxer.
Okay.
And now I have Forte, who is our German Shepherd Rescue from the SPCA.
Wow.
Yes.
All different sizes.
All different sizes. And the two big ones are boys and the two little ones are girls.
That's funny.
And it's like romper room.
Do they
house.
All get along?
They all get along. The boys are very rambunctious and they're my youngest.
Okay.
Yeah. It really is kind of crazy.
So I'm new to the whole dog ownership thing. So like, do you have to take them? Do you take them all for walks?
We take them for walks, but we have a big yard, so it's like a mini dog park.
Oh, okay, cool.
So a lot of running back and forth, you know, grabbing things that they're not supposed to and wrestling and doing, they grab my husband's shoes all the time. They grab the hose, then this and that, and I'm running, chasing them. Often.
Do you let them like sleep wherever they want, or do they have crates? Like what do you guys do?
Oh, they have full reign.
Oh, really?
I mean, they are in the living room, and so I don't let them go upstairs by themselves because there's a cat upstairs.
Okay.
And I'm
we don't let
upstairs.
Our dog go upstairs either. The dog goes right for the cat litter.
Yes.
It's gross.
It is gross, isn't it?
And I don't know what to do about it.
Right?
Like, unless I change the door to have a cat door on it, but that seems intense.
I know.
You know, it's like, I'm not going to alter my house. I'll just not let the dog upstairs.
They only come up, and our youngest one does not come up. He's a big boy. They come up to sleep.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But in the all day long, they are in the living room.
Downstairs. Okay.
Yeah, downstairs and then the backyard and through a doggy door. And yeah.
Okay. And then three of these dogs on the cover have passed.
Three of them have passed. So this is a tribute to them. That's Mushu, Bella, and Bogey. And then there's a rainbow on the cover.
Yeah.
And the rainbow signifies Deja. She was my very first pug. And so she's looking over all of her little fur friends and guiding them.
I love that.
Yeah. She taught Willow what she knows.
So, okay. So the overall theme of this book is kindness.
Kindness, compassion, friendship, second chances through the eyes of Willow the Wonder Pug and her adventures.
So why focus on kindness? Why focus on those things?
Well,
what inspired that?
It starts with my experience with animal rescue.
Okay.
And going to the shelter and picking up animals that were strays or picking up owner surrenders for the rescue. And finding out why, you know, folks were surrendering their animals after years and years and or finding out from the shelter, oh, yeah, this dog was deemed aggressive. And then you find out, well, why was it deemed aggressive? Oh, well, it snapped at their child. So just finding out that there was a lot of animals in the shelter that had been deemed aggressive because they may have snapped at a child in a home. And in learning that, I thought, okay, well, why are they deemed aggressive? Because I picked many of them up and then we fostered them and they found their forever homes.
Mm.
But many of them are euthanized.
Mm-hmm.
And so in hearing that, that just really hit me hard. I felt like there was a way to curb that. And if I started young by teaching kids that all animals have feelings and that we treat them like they have feelings. That's the story, is that there is a little girl that doesn't know that. She thinks dogs are just dogs. They're pets. We can do whatever we want to them. And you find in the middle of the story, she's doing things like pulling their tail and mm-hmm. pulling their ears and riding them like they're a horse. But you know what? Eventually, she finds out from Willow the Wonder Pug, because Willow finds her voice mm-hmm. and says, don't do that. Please stop. Wait, animals feel pain. They get upset and they experience happiness, sadness. And so that is where it all was rooted from, in just trying to teach kids that, yeah, they all have feelings and we want to treat them like family.
Yeah. I love that. And it's a great book. And what ages do you usually recommend for this?
I would say 2 to 12. I've had animal lovers of all ages mm-hmm. purchase it. I've had even many gals, I do hip hop dance for fun. A lot of the women in my class have purchased Willow the Wonder Pug. They're like, we love the book. So it's just a cute little tale.
Okay, cool. I love that. And where can people buy this?
They can purchase it on Amazon.
Okay.
And just type in Willow the Wonder Pug, Gina Villarreal Arcediano, and you'll find it.
There you go. Yep. So it's on Amazon, Willow the Wonder Pug. Gina, congratulations. It's very impressive whenever any of my friends write any book, but a children's book especially.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.